It's shifted my whole vision of evangelism from pressure or feeling like a failure to an excitement every morning, and how can I be a part of that?
Lisa Brockman says once she understood that God promises to be with her, sharing became much easier. Listen as she talks about what she's discovered on today's Making Your Life Count.
What does evangelism look like in each season, and is there freedom for it to look differently? And how can I not live under the pressure? And one thing I have learned is that God does not work through pressure. God is an invitation, and He's always inviting us into deeper relationality, and He's inviting others into deeper relationality.
And Lisa says discovering how she can be a part of God's greater conversation with others is so powerful.
I think one of the greatest joys for me is that one of my professors said, we just want to join God in the conversation He's already having with someone. And it just released me.
She now feels truly united in prayer with the Lord.
I've been praying and asking the Lord, just lead me to the people you're conversing with today. Let me be a part of that conversation. I want to join in it. And I feel like I'm equipped. I feel like I know how to care for somebody wherever they are in their story. And I love helping them see God in their story, whether they believe in God or not. And it doesn't always mean I'm saying the word God in their story, but I am helping them see that their story is part of a bigger story.
You know, there's no better time to reach out and point people to Christ than right now. Do you need some helpful resources as you do that? Go to CRU.org, that's CRU.org.